Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steeler Nation what's on our minds. I'm Melanie Friedlander. It was back in 2018 when Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin famously explained, "We need volunteers, not hostages," when asked about Le'Veon Bell, who sat out the season instead of playing on the franchise tag. Who would have thought that philosophy would now apply to their former first-round draft pick, quarterback Kenny Pickett? And yet, here we are, after a week of crazy free agency action. The Steelers still have a quarterback selected in the first round on their roster, but his name is Justin Fields, and they got him for a mere 2025 sixth-round draft pick, which could turn into a fourth-rounder if he plays more than 51% of the offensive snaps in the coming season. But he probably won't see that much playing time, because Fields will be the backup to the newly signed Super Bowl champion and nine-time Pro Bowler, quarterback Russell Wilson. And Kenny Pickett has been sent to the Philadelphia Eagles after requesting a trade, where he will have no chance to compete to be the starter. How did it all go so horribly wrong? Some of it isn't Pickett's fault. The Steelers reached, taking him with the 20th overall pick, needing to replace quarterback Ben Roethlisberger in a weak quarterback draft class. And former offensive coordinator Matt Canada certainly didn't do Kenny any favors. But Pickett wasn't looking like the guy that could lead this team to their next Lombardi trophy. And he sure wasn't acting like it either. Refusing to back up Mason Rudolph late in the 2023 season wouldn't have sat well with Tomlin. And the more recent reports that he canceled a workup with his fellow wide receivers after the team signed Wilson doesn't reflect well on his character. What's more telling is the overwhelming silence from him and his teammates. Sure, what happens in front of the press and on social media isn't always the truest view of what goes on in the locker room. But unlike Fields, who posted a gracious farewell on Twitter, whose team was vocal about wanting to move on from him, Pickett's farewell comments on Instagram made no mention of the Steelers, the players, or the fans. And there hasn't been any public support from his teammates, wishing him well with his new team. In fact, many of the leaders in the locker room, including Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, and Minkah Fitzpatrick, were actively campaigning to bring Russell Wilson on board. The NFL has always been the what-have-you-done-for-me-lately league. And when it comes to Kenny Pickett, the Steelers won't have to care anymore. That's my take. You can follow me on Twitter, @GirlSurgeon. Check out The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow us on SteelersDepot.com and check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Kozora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.